really see God's heart. And so I'm going to start off with, if you are following the title, I think the title will probably be The Church, because that's us. And I'm going to start off with Acts 2, 42 to 47. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe and had many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And so if we read this, this is the early church. The Holy Spirit started pouring out, and the Holy Spirit started doing things within the monks or amongst the people. And so they were busy doing these things, devoting themselves to the apostles' teachings, devoting themselves to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayer. And so there were many things that they were doing together. Another part says here they had all things in common. That means all. Not some, all. I'm not saying we're doing all the same sport or doing the same type of reading, those type of things. No, they had all things in common, which means that their hearts was meant for one person, Jesus. And that's why they had all things in common, because their hearts were not for me, myself, and I, or no, but my family needs to get better before I can do this. No, their hearts were, we are in this for Him. And so we had all things in common. And so, what does the church mean? What do we do within the life of church? Church is not just we come to a Sunday and then, cheers, see you next week. Church is a place where we call home. Church is a place where we call family. And what do family do? Family spend time together. Family shares meals. Family shares stories. Family love one another, even when it's tough, when it's difficult. Feels like, Lord, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, you can't. Because you need Him and you need the family that is placed around you. Because imagine, you've probably heard of this analogy many times, but imagine you get a coal and put it just outside of the rest of the burning coals. What's going to happen? You can tell me. Anyone?
It's going to get cold.
It's going to get cold and it's going to die.
No.
And what happens if it hasn't died yet and you place it back into the fire?
It's going to get warm.
It's going to get warm. It's going to get lit up. It's going to be on fire again. And it's going to burn with the rest. And so when we are sitting on our own, we tend to die. But when we're amongst family, and when we are with the believers coming together, worshiping, going to church, doing community, sharing life together, hearing one another's stories, supporting one another, praying for one another, the body gets built up. You as an individual get built up. Sometimes you're the person praying, but when you're praying, you're like, okay, we've prayed for this person. Can we just pray for another two or three people? Because you get so fired up in your heart, you just want to do more. And the person that was prayed for, the response is normally, Lord, I want this more often. And we need to have it much more often than we should. Or what we're busy with currently. So, loving one another through difficult times is part of being a family, am I right? Supporting one another. And here is the thing that's probably the most difficult for people. Living in one another's homes. So Elaine, she stays in Klerksdorp, that's about 40 minutes away. And so there were some times where she would stay with someone in this church just to be here on a Sunday evening. Or just to be here on a Wednesday night for community. Or to come and have fellowship. And why? Because her heart burns for the church. Her heart burns for the family of God. And another example I can use is the other night, Monyake and myself had a coffee in the morning, and Elise sent me a message, and she's like, I feel like Jesus wants Monyake to come and stay with us tonight. I'm like, come on. And he's staying in the hostel, so he's got a place to stay. Like, he's got a bed, he's got a pillow, he can sleep, he's okay. He's a big boy. But he came to stay over. Just for the night. Just to relax. We were sitting on the couch, chatting, eating together. I was at a stage playing games, and him and Elise were chatting together. Then there was a moment of just us chilling and chatting again, sharing stories, learning from one another. And those things are part of our Christian life. Those things are part of being the family of God. But here's one problem. The church of today doesn't do it. The church of today means I go to a church on a Sunday, and if you tell me I need to be on a Wednesday or Thursday community, there's no chance. Because why would I waste my time? Or why would I need to do that? That's not important. No, no, no. For your spiritual well-being and your health in Christ, that is vitally important. And the church of today, people come to receive, but not to give. We come in on a Sunday, we say, I'm here to listen to a good preacher, listen to some worship, and then I'm going to go home and I'm going to do exactly what I did previously. And that normally ends up sinning, not loving Jesus. Why? Because we're doing it on our own. We get to church and it's like a thing of, I'm here, but as soon as I'm outside of church, no, 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 I can live my own life. And that is the church of today. People come to church and they leave church again. They say, no, I visited that church. But it didn't have a lack of vibe. When I got in there, the music wasn't pumping. There was no smoke machines. There was no, like, I don't know what else there is that churches do today. But there was no vibe. Man, we don't go to church for the vibe. We go to church because we love Jesus and we love His household. People judge the church because they're not willing to see a different perspective. My church did this. My church did this. This is the way how I grew up, so I'm going to stay this way. No, no, no. If that is the heart, it means we're missing it completely. Because the heart should be, what is the scripture saying? What does the Bible say the church should look like? Here's a great example. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Are we doing it? As a church, are we doing it? As an individual, is that your desire? Is your desire to be devoted to the body of Christ? Or is your desire, I will go to a Sunday because then I can call myself a Christian? Here's another aspect of the church today. People don't serve in church. Why? Because why would I? Why do I need to serve in church? There's other people doing it. Yes, those people are doing it every Sunday and never resting. And 6 months from now, they're going to burn out and there's no one to serve. No one to give their lives to Jesus. No one to actually help when someone else gives their life to Jesus. Because those who are on fire are burnt out. Because they were running so hard, they cannot run anymore. And that is a beautiful thing for those who are running. But for those who are not running, we slowly are like that coal on the outside and we start dying. As the body of Christ, come together and serve. And serving can look like many different things. It's not preaching, it's not being on band. It's saying hello to someone. It's standing at the door greeting someone new. Drinking coffee with people, helping to make someone else coffee. Doing AV, doing sound, backing out chairs, helping cleaning afterwards. Lifting people from one place to another place. Serving is not just the guy who preaches or the people who are on band. That's part of serving. That's an aspect of serving. But serving is something for every believer. And every believer should have the heart of serving. And so the churches today don't say, no, no, we've got people. Don't worry. You don't have to serve. Just come and sit and be. No, no, no. Healthy church comes together and serves, and they're fighting for positions. Where can I serve? Are you fighting for a position to serve in church? Or are you okay with just sitting in a seat from Sunday to Sunday and not growing in your relationship with Jesus, not growing in your acts of obedience towards Jesus? One family member cannot do it all. Imagine I would come here every Sunday, set up everything, worship alone, preach, set down everything. How long do you guys think I will last?
A month.
A month? Yo, that's high hopes. Well, it is only 4 Sundays, so probably. I won't last. That's why I need each and every person to come alongside me and help me. Because I'm not the church. We are the church. So what should the church look like? In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 18 to 20, it says, but in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts of one body. I play a part in this body. But I'm not the only one. Each and every one of us has a part to play within this body. What happens if, let's say, Benjamin is the leg, okay, and he's not there on a Sunday? What's going to happen? Church is going to struggle. And he's not the only leg. There are many other legs. Here's a simple example. If there is no worship leader, we're going to worship either vocally, and people are going to feel awkward, not going to be as fun, it's not going to be as joyful of just like, okay, the band is playing, so no one can hear me sing. No, no, everyone's going to hear you sing. Or we're going to worship on a screen. I know previously, before we got here, this community was worshipping on a screen. Would you go back to that? Because there's something beautiful about everyone bringing their gifts to the front and we're doing it together. It's not one person, it's all of us. And so part of you being part of this body means that you are willing to support others. That would be in prayer, physical needs, help serving, help being active when they need help in studies or in work. We pray together. And I'm not just, hey, I prayed for you. No, no, no. Hey, let's come together and let's pray together. Another moment, hey, let's go drink coffee and only read Bible together. It's read through this book or this book or this book. However long it takes. Or maybe let's do a Bible study and study together. The church encourages one another. How many times a week do you encourage someone within this body? Every day? Every week, every month, have you ever encouraged someone within this church? And I'm not just speaking about, yo, you look great today. No, 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 it's like, man, you are doing absolutely amazing. When you packed away that chair, bro, I was so in awe because you did it like a professional. Man, encourage one another. Encouragement is for free. It doesn't take effort. Just look at someone, and if they're doing something that might need encouragement, go for it. Yo, when you gave me a coffee and two sugars, for those who drink so much sugar, man, that was absolutely amazing. I can't believe you remembered. You remembered my order. Wow. Man, encourage one another. Now, I have talked about serving, but let's help serve one another. When someone asks you to do something, I'll think about it. No. When they say jump, you say hi. Doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't have to come from me. It doesn't have to come from Carly, that's a deacon. It doesn't have to come from the comm leaders. Hey, I need help. Would you help me? Yes. Even if you're tired. Even if it feels like you can't anymore. Yes, I'm willing. Let me help you. Because that is God's heart for us. That we support one another. We help one another. Imagine this. There's a family gathering. And your aunt, your uncle, your brothers, your sisters, your nieces, your cousins, everyone is there. Okay? And let's say Jack, one of the cousins, they're climbing in the tree and they fall out. And they start crying. Everyone hears him, but they just continue with their life. They just continue drinking their drink, eating their food. What do you think would happen to Jack? If he's really hurt, there might be a lot of consequences. Or, emotionally, he will never be the same. Because no one loves me. No one cares for me. No one's willing to help me when I'm hurt. And Jack will carry those things for the rest of his life. And the burden will weigh him down, weigh him down, weigh him down. And so as a body of believers, we need to be of those. Jack fell down and everyone runs. And parents might go, okay, wait, don't worry, we've got it, don't worry, we've got it. And then after they've been with Jack, everyone comes and says, how's Jack doing? No, he's okay. It wasn't that bad, he's got a small scratch, but he's okay. That's family. Family cares so much for one another. If one gets hurt, the whole body is hurt. If one is victorious, everyone rejoices. Because your victory is my victory. Because we're family, because we're one body. Jesus is coming back. No one knows the hour, the time, the day. But he's coming. He might come tomorrow. He might come in 10 years. He might come in 100 years. He might come in 1,000 years. Who knows? But he's not coming back for you and you alone. He's coming back for the body of Christ. But now my question to you is, are you part of the body? Are you part of the family? Because family supports and helps and carries one another's burdens. Are you part of the family? Are you playing your role within the body of Christ? You've got a gift. Are you using it? Or are you sitting and saying, it's okay, I'll just sit here. Come back next Sunday. I don't know about you, but on that last day, the Lord will come. And for some, He will say, depart from me because I never knew you. And for some, He would say, well done, good and faithful servant. Which one would you be? Which one would I be? My heart yearns to be the one. Well done, good and faithful servant. Does your heart yearn for that? And I want to say, here's a beautiful picture of being part of the body of Christ. Next weekend, we've got a team from HMeet coming. That is 1,400 kilometers away. They're driving from Thursday evening to be here on Friday. Then on Sunday evening after church, they're driving all the way back to be in Cape Town on Monday again. For a weekend. Why? Because they're part of family. Because they want to help us as a congregation to build towards what God has for us as a congregation. And they say, I want to be part of that. We're hosting people. It's part of God's church. It's part of God's love, like for one another. We're hosting one another. We're putting one another in our homes. Even if they have to sleep on my couch. Or even if they have to sleep in my bed and I sleep on my couch. Would I do whatever it takes to make sure that family gets taken care of? And it's so beautiful. We are hosting, I think it's about 11 adults and 3 kids next weekend. In 5 different houses. There's literally in our house, I can't wait. It's going to be dirt awkward because our bathroom, they're only en suites. And so there's going to stay 2 guys in our living room. And so late night, if they really need to go, I'll probably tell them, listen, you've got to go outside because we are staying in our room and there's another couple staying in the other room. But man, we do it because we want to make sure that they're part of us. We want to make sure that they're well received, that they know they're part of family. And on the other side, they're going to be like, man, we don't care about that as long as we can come and serve you. Because that's their hearts. Next week we've got events. We've got a social time where it's a bring and share Wednesday. We've got a Brian Friday. Man, be there. Don't miss out. Because as the body, we want to come together. We want to share stories. We want to do fun things together. We want to grow. Be part. If you're part of the body, be there. And this is my encouragement for us to actually be part of what God is doing in the life of church. And the life of church is not just a Wednesday and a Sunday. The life of church is from Monday to Sunday, and it just starts all over again. Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how we spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. So it's saying, do not stop meeting together, as some are already busy doing. Get into the habit of coming together. Get into the habit of spending time with one another. Because then it doesn't become a burden, it becomes a joy. Is it a joy for you to hang out with your brothers and sisters? But encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Jesus is coming. Will we continue to live in one another's lives until the day He returns? There is so much more for each and one of us. But you're not going to walk into the more if you're not part. If you want to walk into the more of what God has for you as an individual, be part of what God has placed you. Be part of the body that is placed around you. The family is given you. Ask questions. Pray for one another. Worship together. walk in that which God has for you. Because if you're part of the body, He's got something for you. And I want to end off with a scripture. Luke 9:23. Then He said to the crowd, "If any of you want to be My follower, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross daily and follow Me." This is not a suggestion. If you want to be a follower of Jesus, you need to pick up your cross daily and choose to follow Him. What does that mean? It means that some days you're going to wake up miff. You're going to be not keen to do life and not list to go to work or study. You're not going to want to go to church. You're not going to want to go to community. But man, when you go, there's something that changes everything. But we need to ask Him, Lord, You say Your mercy is on You every morning. Father, come and help me. Because if we ask Him, He will give it to us. He will help us. And that's my encouragement for us. Are you willing to pick up your cross and follow Jesus? Because if you're willing to follow Jesus, the call is amazing. He says, be part. Be part of the body of Christ. Don't go off on your own doing your own thing. Because when we are with one another, things change. We cannot grow alone. We think we can, but we can't. Man, the amount of things that I've learned in the last 2 years with being married has been tremendous. Some days I look at Elise and I'm like, man, I suck as a husband. And then some days I'm like, yes, I'm doing great. And then there are other days that I'm like, man, I suck as a friend. I'm really doing bad at being a friend. And then my friends come around me and they're like, boop. You chat the most than all of us. You're always everywhere. Really? Yeah. Okay, I'm not that bad a friend. And so there are moments in our lives where it feels like, man, I cannot do this. But you can if you surround yourselves with a family of believers. Because they're going to encourage you. They're going to build you up. They're going to pray for you. When last did you have a meal with someone? And after that meal you say, hey, before you go, can I just pray for you? Or when last did you have a meal and then after the meal saying, hey, let's take communion together. Because the communion is not supposed to be taken something that's just on a Sunday or a Wednesday. Man, every time you come together, you can take communion. Every time you come together, you can worship. Every time you come together, you can pray. Share stories. Have fun. Be part of one another's lives. Jesus hasn't called us to do this life on our own. And so I want to pray for us. And so you're welcome to close your eyes. Father, I want to thank You for the privilege of church. Thank You, Jesus, that within church we are not alone. And even when it feels like we're sometimes alone, we know that You're with us, and we know that You've called our brothers and sisters alongside us to be with us, to help us, to encourage us, to guide us. But Father, I pray, if we are of those people that are currently sitting and saying, I'm that person comes to a Sunday, and only a Sunday, Father, would you come and change my heart? Father, that I might be devoted to your bride, that I might be devoted to you and the calling that you have for the body which I'm part of. And so, Father, I come and ask, Lord, would you bring a conviction and a revelation in our hearts that we would want to be part of family? That it's not an option. That it's a must for us. And willingly, not because we're being forced, but because we want it more than anything. And so I want to ask, with everyone's eyes still closed, if you are feeling, man, I know Jesus, but I'm not part of the body. I'm there on a Sunday, I'm there on a Wednesday, but I'm not part. I'm not being in one another's lives or other people's lives. I'm not supporting my brothers or my sisters. I'm not coming alongside them. I'm not encouraging them. But Father, I want to. And can I ask, if you want to be part of that, I want to ask you to raise your hand. To be bold. Because it might be scary. Because normally when we say yes to something, it means we need to start doing it. That's the beautiful thing about saying yes. So I want to ask you again. If you want to be part of the body, and if you want to come along with the body,